Hello and welcome. My name is Christy. Thank you for joining me. For those that may be new, I want to extend a special welcome to you. I hope everyone has had a peaceful and positive week. Today, I want to talk about perfection, more specifically, the cost of it. I don't think we often sit back and reflect on the cost of perfection and what we miss out on as a result of us striving to meet what often becomes an unattainable goal or outcome. As with all the topics I discuss, I am not some big fancy expert on the subject. I don't have it all figured out. In fact, I'm probably the biggest perfectionist you will ever meet. However, as I stated in my first episode, a big part of my desire to do this podcast is to share my healing journey and the wisdom I've learned along the way. And I'm still learning every single day. Like I said, I'm probably the biggest perfectionist you will ever meet. However, now I have begun to realize my perfectionist tendencies are rooted in trauma. Trying to be perfect is how I survived. Perfection is how I gained acceptance. I wasn't someone who was in the popular crowd. I was a loner for many reasons. Here are the top three, in my opinion. 1, due to my disability. 2, identifying as part of the LGBTQIA community. 3, childhood trauma. My brain told me being normal, whatever that means, is not good enough. Maybe if I'm perfect, I will have value, be noticed. Maybe if I'm perfect, I won't be the loser that I often feel like I am. And so I lived with this mentality my entire life. And if I'm honest, I'm still doing it in parts of my life, even at 41 years old. I do it in my relationships, in conversations, and even sometimes in the most safest of places, like in my therapy sessions with my therapist. Perfectionism these days looks like not wanting to say the wrong thing, or being afraid that something is going to come out differently than intended, or when I'm trying to explain my feelings and thoughts in conversations, I'm afraid that it's going to just come out as complaining. I'm terrified of complaining. Can anyone else relate? I don't want anyone to think that I'm complaining, ever. And I know that comes from trauma and not being in safe places to express myself and my true feelings, but rather in an environment with the requirement that you don't complain about things. You always look at the bright side and be grateful for whatever reality is. For example, I can't tell you how many times I've heard throughout my life some version of, just be grateful, it could always be worse. Or you can't change things, so there's no point on dwelling on them. When I try to have conversations with people about the trials and tribulations of having a disability and how difficult and painful that can be at times. As I continue along this healing journey that I am on, I am beginning to realize that the things I long for and strive for, the things that I think perfection will bring me, ultimately, it's perfection that's preventing me from receiving what I want, at least in the most authentic forms. You see, when we focus on showing up as our perfect selves, which, let's be honest, is really impossible to do, we miss out on vulnerability, humanity, true human authentic connection, because in perfection, there's no room for messy, vulnerable, deep connection, and ultimately truth. Because when we live from a place of perfection, we have a facade, a mask, and that in itself keeps us often from the things that we so desperately long for, which I know for me is authentic connection, space to be my true authentic self. One of the ways I'm working on breaking this perfectionism cycle I find myself in is actually with this podcast. It's not always going to be perfect and perfectly polished and free from mess-ups or perhaps rambling sentences. If I did that, honestly, it would defeat the purpose of what I'm trying to create here. I don't want perfect. I don't want perfection. I don't want to be seen or come across as this big expert who has all the answers about the things I speak on, because I don't. For this podcast, there will not be a lot of editing. I will not fix a word stumble here and there. None of that is important to me. What is important to me is showing up authentically, speaking about vulnerable topics that are important to me, and creating a space where, as much as possible, on an internet platform, people feel connected and what they hear resonates with them. And maybe they can say to themselves, gosh, I feel like that too. I get it, though. There's no doubt that dropping the perfectionism mask requires some risk on our parts, because all the things that we fear could be possible could come true. Maybe someone won't like us. Maybe someone will think we're weak or insert any other emotion or thought that we are afraid to have other people think about us. So it's true, we could get hurt. However, let's look at this another way. I would venture to say that all of us who work hard to keep the mask of perfection on already hurt. I know I do. We are already exhausted and struggling by keeping the facade going, by struggling to keep relationships going with people who, let's be honest, may or may not be loving, supportive, safe, authentic spaces for us. Because in our quest for perfection, we are building relationships and surrounding ourselves with people who we are forced to be a version of ourselves that we think they will find acceptable rather than being who we truly are. We hurt because we often feel lonely. Our relationships are unfulfilling. We often feel like a chameleon and having to wear a different mask based on who we are around, what crowd we are in, and what we believe that crowd will find as the acceptable version of ourselves. When we have the courage to let go of perfection, we no longer have to worry about any of these things. We can breathe, we can relax, we end up creating meaningful relationships, safe spaces, supportive friendships. Opportunities will often flow our direction because our authentic selves shine. The nagging loneliness lessens and peace begins to flow into your life. I am just beginning to live as my more authentic self in the last 3 weeks since getting out of the hospital. But I can already tell you I feel less tired, drained, and just a little bit more peaceful. We can all start by taking baby steps. What is one thing you would love to be able to do in your life if you didn't allow perfection and self-doubt to stop you? Do you have a dream? Something you've always thought about doing but have never done because you have that nagging voice in the back of your head that tells you, oh, I could never do that, or that will never work out. First of all, I invite you to sit with yourself and see if you can figure out where did that voice come from. Because one thing I'm learning is those negative messages didn't appear in your brain. They came from somewhere. Someone, or maybe multiple people, repeated that message to you over and over. What would happen if you didn't listen? I'm learning that my most fulfilling relationships are becoming the ones where I let my guard down, where I am vulnerable, and allow things to get messy with feelings and true experiences and pain and hopes and dreams. And what I'm learning is not a single person that I have begun to share my authentic self with has looked at me and said, "You're too much," or anything else that I was afraid to hear. Every single relationship has been met with compassion, love, empathy, understanding, and an eagerness to learn more when I'm ready. What is one small thing you can do this week to show up more as your authentic self, to drop the mask of perfectionism, even if only to yourself, and begin living and creating the life that you long for? Just some points to ponder this week. Sending you all so much love on this journey we share together called life. Until we meet again together next week, remember to be kind to yourself.